Hello. Hello.
Hi, my name is Kristen. I'm returning a phone call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, ma'am, you're speaking with her.
Okay, and I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to file a new claim with my job.
Okay, what's your social security number?
418-415-8845.
And your name?
Gabrielle Johnson.
All right. And can you verify your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number?
Date of birth, May 18, 1993. Mother's maiden name. Is that when they're married?
What was it?
Is maiden name when they're married or before they're married?
Before.
Okay, yeah. Batson. And license number 9289678.
All right. And you said you needed to file a new claim?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And so for your first name, that's Gabriella.
Yes, ma'am.
And your last name is Jon or Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then for your date of birth, you said it's May 18th, 1992?
93.
93.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, May 18th, 1993.
Yes, ma'am.
And your gender?
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
GED.
All right, and for your mother's maiden name, you said it was Batson?
Yes, ma'am.
That's Batson?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and for your driver's license, was that for the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and you said the number was 9289678?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. There's direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And is that going to be for a checking or savings account?
Checking.
And can I get your routing number?
Routing number 0311012 79.
All right, that was 0311012 79.
Yes, ma'am.
And your account number?
169161071132.
All right, that was 169161071132.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your mailing address?
945 North Donahue, Donahue, Drive, Apartment 1616, Auburn, Alabama, 36832.
All right, so that was 945 North Donahue Drive, apartment 16 in Auburn, 36832?
Yes, ma'am.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And what's a good phone number you can be reached at?
440-553-3523.
That was 440-553-3523?
Yes, ma'am. 3523.
All right. And it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment compensation benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. So the first question is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? There's Rose Circle, Church Street, McKinneth Place, Lunsford Drive, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
Lunsford Drive.
The next question is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? There's King Richards Way, O'Connor Street, Dale Avenue, Townsend Circle, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Never been associated.
And the next question is, based on your background, in what county is 5185 Pecan Court? There's Bibb, Coosa, Coleman, Lawrence, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Never been associated.
The next question is, what month was Veronica Brooks born in? There's February, July, September, November, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person.
November.
And the last question is, which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Miranda Johnson? There's 19 to 23, 26 to 30, 52 to 56, 65 to 69, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person.
26 to 30.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
What's the last day that you worked?
December the 9th.
All right. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10 miles.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is that date?
January the 9th.
All right. And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
No, ma'am.
What is your job title or job description?
Cook.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the name of your separating employer?
Did you say, am I currently working? Am I? What was the last question? I'm sorry.
If you are seeking work in your current occupation?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
All right. And what was the name of your separating employer?
What is that? The person that I applied to?
The company name.
Oh, Aramark.
Aramark?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And what's a good phone number for them?
(334) 329-4419.
All right, that was 334-329-4419.
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your employment start date?
February of 20. It's February the 20th of 2021.
You said February 20th of 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
And the last day you worked was December 9th?
Yes, ma'am.
And what city was the work performed in?
Auburn.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? There's vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Holiday pay.
Do you know how many hours?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I'll select no for that, and then whenever you know for sure, you can report it.
Okay.
And then have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And is this your separating employer?
Yes, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working? There's quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Lack of work.
All right. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
And I need to give you your temporary PIN number. Do you have something you can write this down with?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
All right. It's 4593.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to read you some information about your claim.
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday, and you'll need to make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Center. Hope you enjoy your day.
You do the same. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.